Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase, taking place January 7th and going on through the 11th in Bedford, Texas. As always, I am your host, Chris Schanefelt, and joining the show now is arguably the best tight end in the FCS. I've heard some call him the Rob Gronkowski of the FCS, and you wouldn't dispute that if you've seen what he was able to do in this past weekend's victory over the Western Illinois Leathernecks. Joining the show now is the South Dakota State Jackrabbits tight end, Dallas Goddard. And Dallas, we really appreciate you taking some time this morning. By the sounds of it, you had yourself a pretty nice weekend.
Yeah, it was a really fun weekend, a good win for the team. It was a blast.
Again, you guys went and defeated Western Illinois 52-14. I mean, at the start of the game, it seemed like it was going to be kind of a back-and-forth game, but by the second quarter, I mean, it kind of felt as if you guys kind of were able to pull away, and obviously by the end of the game, it wasn't much of a game by the end of it, by the final score. Eight receptions. 204 yards and four touchdowns for you, Dallas. What was the game plan heading into the game, heading in to take on the number seven ranked team in the nation? And how were you able to produce and make the plays that you did? I mean, the Leathernecks defense, it just seemed like they had no answer for you.
Yeah, going into the game, I thought our coaches had a really good game plan on the offensive side of the ball. They knew with the way the safeties played that there was going to be some good matchups with me and obviously Jake Winneke on the other side and all the other wide receivers they have to guard. So anytime someone's open, Taryn Christian does a great job getting the ball to people. So the way their safeties played, it was just put me in a good situation and being able to win. And Taryn put the ball in the right spot and they were able to kind of take control of the game in the second quarter on. So it was a lot of fun.
Through four games this season, Dallas, you've reeled in 22 receptions for just over 450 yards and seven touchdowns. The seven touchdowns are a career high, and you've already almost matched what you had last year in receptions and yards. Can you explain the early success for us, if you can? I mean, is it just the fact that you're getting more targets, or did you do something throughout the offseason to elevate your game to the next level? How would you explain what you've been able to do so far, throughout the first month of the season?
Yeah, last year we had another really good tight end, so we kind of split reps. He had 20-some targets last year, 20-some receptions last year too, so we just kind of split time, and I guess coming into this offseason, I just got more confident. I believed in myself more. I was just running routes. I just basically would tell the quarterbacks that I'm going to make the play no matter what, and just like the confidence grew throughout the off season, allowing me to put trust or have a trust from the quarterbacks too, so they can, if Taryn's ever in trouble, he can always throw it up to me and I can go make a play or try to make a play. And that's the same thing with Jake. So we just basically my confidence has went up a lot from last year to this year, allowing me to do it.
Well, and you know what, you guys are absolutely loaded on offense, and you've already mentioned their names a couple times. Quarterback Taryn Christian, he's only a sophomore. Wide receiver Jake Winneke, only a junior, and yourself only being a junior. I mean, a very young nucleus to this offense. Can you tell us what it's like to play with those guys and how it may benefit you, the tight end?
Oh, it's a blast playing with them. Both of them are great guys. Jake Winneke's always having fun. We're always joking around with each other. And, I mean, he's just one of the best playmakers I've ever seen. And Taryn, he loves getting us the ball. He just makes his reads and he does a good job of scrambling when he needs to scramble, always keeping his eyes downfield, giving us opportunities to make plays. So it's a blast. All the whole offense just clicks. We're just all great friends, so it makes it fun every day going to practice, playing games. It's just a blast.
And obviously one of the top offenses so far 4 weeks into the season. Really, I mean, each and every week, I mean, starting with week one against TCU, I mean, you guys have been lighting it up on the offensive side of the ball. And you guys are 2-2, dropping a couple of close ones to TCU and Cal Poly, both games. And then, you guys also were able to defeat Drake week two. They also have a very good tight end, by the way. And then, of course, Western Illinois week four. The Jackrabbits, I know you guys were ranked number 15 according to stats last week. I got you guys are only going to move up in the rankings after this last victory. How do you feel you guys are 1 month into the season, being 2-2? How do you guys feel you are now as you guys enter conference play?
I feel like we're sitting in a really good position. Obviously, you always want to be 4-0, or, I mean, worst comes to worst, you lose a TCU and you're 3-1. You never want to be 1-2 going into conference play. But the win against Western was a big win for us, and we went into that game knowing it's a new season. Conference play is where it all matters. If we win the conference, that was one of our goals. That's going to put us where we want to be in the playoff picture and everything. So we just got to keep coming out. Playing the Valley is one of the toughest divisions, and we just got to keep doing our job offensively and keep putting up points.
And, you know, if you look at the scoreboard, and I watched the game this morning, I mean, 52-14, you guys absolutely dominated Western Illinois, who, again, were the number 7 ranked team in the nation heading into that game. This was a very good undefeated 3-0 team coming in, and, you know, you guys really dominated it and played very well. So, again, I only expect you guys to move up in the rankings. Again, we are chatting with the South Dakota State Jackrabbits tight end Dallas Goddard here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase, again, taking place January 7th through the 11th in Bedford, Texas. And, Dallas, how would you describe your style of play? I mean, it seems like you can line up just about anywhere, whether it's on the offensive line, you know, as tight end or even out wide as a receiver or even in the backfield. You know, no matter where you line up at, you're still bound to make plays. Is that something that you kind of take pride in, the versatility that you bring to the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, it's a really nice thing that the coaches have the trust in me to move me out, take me off the ball, split me out wide and all that, put me in the backfield. It makes it a lot harder for the defense to cover. If you can game plan that the tight end is going to be on the end of the line of scrimmage every play, it's a little bit easier, but when the coaches move me around, they motion me around and make it hard for the defense to single in on me. And so that makes it a lot easier and gives me a good advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see it in your play without a doubt. Now, a couple of weeks ago against Drake, you had one of the best one-handed catches I've ever seen. I mean, it's right on up there with the Odell Beckham Jr. catch, my friend. I mean, that was that's an insane catch, and the way you're able to make it look so effortless was beyond impressive. Where does that play rank for you all time, and how cool was it to see yourself on SportsCenter's top 10?
Oh, that was awesome. That play, I mean, just it's been awesome ever since that play. I mean, just all the publicity it got, and being on SportsCenter, that's a dream every kid has. So that was pretty awesome. Yesterday, Connor Lambert had that one-handed catch in the end zone, and a lot of people are saying that one was better than mine. But no, it was a lot of fun. That play was definitely ranked in my top play for sure.
Oh, it was absolutely insane. And if any of the listeners out there have not seen it, I encourage you to immediately. Like I said, it ranks up there with that Odell Beckham Jr. catch, man. And, you know, the fact that it was a touchdown makes it that much better. This may sound weird, but I can't think I'm the first to ask you this, Dallas. Have you measured your hands? Have you had your hands measured? Any idea how big your mitts are?
Yeah, we actually measured them last year, the strength and conditioning stuff. They're like 10 and a half inches or something. So they're pretty good sized.
Yeah. Yeah, good size without a doubt. Now, in the opening, I mentioned some may call you the Gronkowski of the FCS. How do you feel about that? And is there anybody that is currently playing in the NFL or maybe growing up you watched them? Is there anybody that you kind of try and mold your game after?
I guess as playing a tight end, you want to be like Rob Gronkowski. I mean, he's the best tight end in the league. He does it all. He'll be split out. He'll be on the line. He blocks. He does his job really well. So watching him. I watch him a lot. Not saying that I'm him, but no. If I could be like somebody, I'd like to be like him. He's a monster, so.
Yeah, hey, you always want to mold yourself after the best. And as you said, I mean, Rob Gronkowski, I don't think there's any question he is the best tight end in the NFL right now. We've talked about your ability to catch the ball and obviously the highlights that you've made this season, 7 touchdowns already on the year, 4 games in. What about the blocking side of the game, though? I mean, obviously being a tight end, especially nowadays, you have to kind of do both, especially seeing as it is more of a passing league. But when it comes to blocking, how do you feel your skill set is when it comes to, you know, blocking for running backs or fellow receivers?
I feel like I'm pretty good at it. That's kind of how I got onto the field in my first couple years here. My first year especially was I was able to do the job blocking. I was able to handle the DNs and just every year growing, getting stronger. I think my blocking's gotten better. I consider myself a good blocker. We do a lot of plays now where I'm out, so I don't get a block as much, and we pass the ball more this year than we did. But a couple years ago when we had Zach Zenner, one of the best running backs we've had here, I was blocking a lot. So it was kind of a thing that I was used to, and I do it quite a bit. So.
And if I'm not mistaken, Dallas, you were a walk-on, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
So is the blocking part of the game kind of what the coach has seen in you first, and now this the receiving side is kind of like a bonus?
I guess coming out of high school, I just didn't really play any. I was kind of like a wide receiver slash quarterback sometimes in high school. I was 6'5", 200 pounds. So I was really small. So I don't know if they saw the blocking side. I just thought they saw somewhat of an athlete, and they gave him a shot. So, and I was able to just grow and progress quickly, which helped me in the being able to play.
Well,
so.
here you are. I mean, only a junior, and certainly in the conversation of being the best tight end already in all the FCS. Now, this weekend, you guys travel to Carbondale, Illinois, to take on Southern Illinois, the Salukis. And, of course, you guys look to advance to 3-2 on the season. And then after that, you'll be traveling to the Fargo Dome to take on the 5-time defending national champs, North Dakota State University. Not to look too far ahead, Dallas, but is that a game against North Dakota State? Is that a game that you guys mark on your calendar each and every year, seeing as what they've been able to do over the past 5 years? I mean, I got to think it's kind of tough to look at them like any other opponent.
Yeah, that's obviously a huge game for us, the NDSU game. It's our biggest rival. I mean, they're right across the border, and obviously they've been undefeated, or just about undefeated, winning 5 national championships in a row. They're always they've got a target on their back, and that's a game that we love to go play. We played them 3 times in my 2 years here already, and they've all been good games, a play or two away from going the other way and letting us have the victory. But no, that's a game we look forward to every year, and we're really excited to play that game.
Yeah, a battle of the Dakotas, South Dakota State, North Dakota State. And from there, and just a couple more questions for you, and then we'll let you go, Dallas. Really do appreciate your time. Talk about the competition in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, though. I mean, I've heard some say it's the SEC of the FCS, but I think even that would be selling the conference short. I think it's the best conference and most competitive conference in all of college football, no matter the level, whether we're talking FBS, FCS, or if you want to go into the D2, D3 ranks. I think the Missouri Valley is the best conference in all of college football. Is the competition in the conference something that you look forward to playing each and every week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a battle every week. You don't look on the schedule and mark off a team that's a guaranteed win. You know, every game of the Missouri Valley is going to be a battle, and we're going to have to come out and play our best football, or we're not going to be able to win. So, we have to train and prepare every week like it's really going to the national championship, because like in the last 5 years, there have been 6 or more Missouri Valley teams in the national championship, with NDSU and Illinois State playing a couple years ago. It's a battle. Every week is basically national championship. If you don't come to play, you're not going to be able to make the playoffs, because it's such a competitive league.
Yeah, I mean, your guys' conference play just started this past weekend against Western Illinois, a big victory. And, you know, it's pretty much like your guys' playoff just started as well with the conference play because, you know, that there are a handful of ranked teams remaining on your schedule and a handful of games, or really, like you said, the remaining games. I mean, you cannot count any opponent out. Can't write off a victory. I mean, you're going to have to go in there and earn it without a doubt. And Dallas, that is all we have for you this morning. Really do appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to chat. Congratulations on all the success that you've had so far this season and coming off of a big 4-touchdown game. And I'm certainly looking forward to seeing what you're able to do this coming week against Southern Illinois. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Again, Dallas Goedert, the tight end out of South Dakota State University, one of the best in all of the FCS. I had him as an All-American to begin the season, and he is not making me look wrong at all with his play to start the year. It was a 52-14 victory over Western Illinois, and Dallas, you were able to reel in 8 receptions for 204 yards and 4 touchdowns. What was the game plan heading in to take on, at the time, the number 7 ranked team in the nation, and how were you able to produce the way that you were able to? I mean, how were you able to make the plays that you did?